This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Join us here on the radio waves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, so feel free to hop in over there, and you can bring up, you know, whatever you want. It's kind of the point here on Free Talk Live. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Chris.
So, Chris, you're one of the hosts of Freedom Decrypted. Tell me a little bit about that show.
So Freedom Decrypted is a libertarian, freedom-slanted tech show. It's the best way to describe it. And we basically cover, the week's news, tech news, and any kind of especially freedom-oriented issues or concerns that come up, which, you know, every week there's a government trying to do some stupid thing or other. And basically it's kind of a similar format to Free Talk Live, but more focused on tech.
And it's on every Saturday at 5 p.m. Eastern time on freedomdecrypted.com.
That's right. It's a decentralized and streamed live. So, or I shouldn't say decentralized, but independently operated, so there's no centralized platform.
You're not going through the YouTubes and the Twitches of the world.
That way we can't be censored.
Exactly. Unless they want to ban your IP address from the internet service providers. And the United States hasn't quite gotten that far yet. That's not to say they won't someday, you know, have a Great Wall of the United States like they do out in China, but we're not there yet.
The U.S. government likes to just take out those they don't like as opposed to censoring them,
right,
in the same fashion with IP blocks and things of that nature and domain name blocks. They'll just take your domain name or they'll, come and raid your house and throw you in jail.
And make your life difficult,
yeah.
And you got to hire attorneys and
yep.
So on and so forth. So, of course, you can bring up whatever you want here. You may take control of the airwaves. And, again, 855-450-FREE. Let's jump into, actually, a story you brought in here tonight, Chris. It is about young people and cell phone usage. Now, I mean, anybody who's been around for the last decade or two has heard people complain about those darn teenagers and their cell phones. You know, they're always on them.
Yeah.
Whenever you see them.
It's humorous, too, because I see, you know, older people as well.
On their cell phones.
Just equally as bad.
Yeah.
Like, clearly this is not really a young person problem.
Do as I say, not as I do.
But, yeah. and the older people can be even worse because they're... You know, I mean, as you get older, you kind of, you know, you have a harder time with, you know, all sorts of, you know, mental, you know, decline.
Like you're having right now.
Exactly. Like, I'm no exception. I'm only 35.
Moment.
I'm only 35 here. And, you know, it's, and the truth is anybody over 28, you know, you slowly start to deteriorate year after year after year. And the people most critical tend to be people who are, you know, especially prone to these sorts of problems. And I think in some cases it's so bad that these people don't even really use their cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're just not able to. They're not capable of it anymore. Or at least not to the same degree. So they have an easier time complaining about the young people, but, you know, the reality is it's...
Well, I mean, the generations have complained about each other for generations,
oh, for sure.
Right?
For sure.
So this is just the latest. But now it's manifesting into a very unusual fashion here. You're saying that apparently, or the story is saying, that in the state of Vermont, someone has put forth a bill. It's just a bill at this point, right? Like, this hasn't actually passed yet.
Yeah, I mean, it's doubtful it will pass, but it has been proposed.
Yeah, and it does, you know, beg the discussion about the issue, and so I think it's a good... I haven't heard anything besides the headline that you told me earlier.
Yeah,
so what's going on
here? I think
here?
This is a great example of the ageism, and, you know, it's bigotry is what it is. It's no different than bigotry. They continue to use excuses for
why we need to raise the age of all sorts of things, and they keep coming back to the same excuse. But the problem is the basis of that excuse, the science doesn't really back up what they're basing it off science, but it doesn't really back up their argument, because the effectively it's something to the effect of the argument is effectively
hold on, just sure. Before you get into this, the proposal is to ban cell phone use. We haven't even said this yet. To ban cell phone use for people under 21?
That's correct. I thought I read the title, but I'll read it again.
I think it was off the air. All right,
So this is from the New York Post, and they're literally, you know, the Federalist story is, and this is actually what the bill proposes, is to ban all cell phone use for anybody under the age of 21. So it says, Vermont bill would ban cell phone use for anyone under 21, is what the title says of the story.
Insane.
And I've read the story this time, so I do know that is actually what they're talking about. And he's
there's no
100%
way.
Serious.
I mean, I just can't believe that this could get any political feet underneath it.
Well,
but maybe it will.
Well, Ian, I mean, you know, kids, they're not mature,
and
a brain isn't fully developed until 28. So you know,
having not read it,
that's what the science says.
Right? Are they going to say that it's because of like the cell phone radiation that they should be banned, or just because?
Nope.
They just
they're
it's
not
distracting.
Mature. It's not. They're not. No. It's not that they're distracted. It's that they're not mature enough.
Why would that have anything to do? I want to hear. I hope they interview the guy who has actually sponsored this.
They did,
okay,
and
great.
He's totally serious about this.
All right.
A Vermont lawmaker has introduced a new bill that would ban the use of cell phones for anyone under the age of 21. State Senator John Rogers' proposal would punish anyone under the age threshold found with a cell phone with up to, and get this is the insane part, a year in prison. And $1,000 fine.
Be jail, but yeah.
Or both, yeah. A year in prison. I mean, I don't know about you, but talk about like disproportional punishment. Like, I understand, you know, like a 50, like I could maybe kind of understand. I mean, I don't really understand a $50 fine, but like I could at least see, like, okay, you know, it's like, you know, this is a little slap on the wrist for I don't even know, because I mean, really, you know, in and of itself, the use of a cell phone is not like it doesn't hurt anybody.
Well, neither does smoking marijuana.
Well, people would argue it at least hurts the person who is smoking it. At least that's
there's some people who would argue that cell phone radiation hurts people.
I guess that's the only, but that's not the argument that they're making. Right?
No, okay, that's why I want to hear the argument.
If it was, I could maybe see that, but I don't even think any. Yeah, it just sounds ridiculous to me.
It does.
Rogers argued that young people are too immature to use cell phones. In light of the dangerous and life-threatening consequences of cell phone use by young people, I mean, this is literally what this is saying.
What?
It's clear
dangers.
That
I mean, okay.
Persons under 21 years of age are not developmentally mature enough to safely possess them.
Yeah. I don't know what he's trying to get at here. Like, why?
Well,
danger? I mean, I understand, okay. Yeah, if you've got a cell phone in your hand as you're walking down the street, the chance, and you're like completely zoned in on this thing and you're walking, the chances that you'll run into like a street pole are increased. The chances that you'll fall into an open manhole cover are increased. And these things have happened to people. And maybe it's true that younger people are more likely to have these things happen to them because they're more likely to use their cell phones than their adult counterparts. But even that seems like a stretch.
That's a stretch, probably. If you compared it to an older generation, it might be probably more true. But as far as like a 35-year-old versus a, you know, I don't know, like a 20-year-old, I seriously doubt there's going to be any kind of substantial, you know, difference. And this age of 21,
or a 21-year-old to a 20-year-old,
entirely arbitrary, right? Like,
now you can use the cell phone now that you've turned 21.
Let me continue with this. What he's saying, because this just,
please,
it's absolutely. I mean, it gets more and more absurd as the story goes on. Just as General Assembly has concluded that persons under 21 years of age are not mature enough. He's literally comparing this to possess firearms, smoke cigarettes, and consume alcohol.
I mean, just. I can't understand, but that's why I want to hear more of what he has to say.
He continues. The bill also argues that cell phones are a driving force in bullying and can fuel radicalization.
He's literally
saying that kids are going to commit terrorism
because they have the internet and access to. Why doesn't he just go all the way and ban people from the internet who are under 21? That's the real issue here, right?
That's effectively that's what he wants to do, but I guess he's starting off with cell phones.
855 450 free. We'll continue. You want to weigh in? You're welcome to join us here on Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. Dinovite.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and join us here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Well, young people, while you still have access to your phones, make sure you download a cryptocurrency wallet, like Edge Wallet, which is my favorite one. It's the one that I use. I mean, it's got to be every day. It's hard for me to think of, is there a day in Keene, New Hampshire, where I didn't use my Edge Wallet to buy something? And I'm pretty much out there every day buying something with cryptocurrency, because we can do that here in the crypto mecca of Keene, New Hampshire. But you can still use your Edge Wallet online for a variety of purchases if you don't have real-life places to go. It's the best wallet, especially for new users, because it's username and password-based, unlike a lot of those crypto wallets where you have to write down a bunch of words to back up your wallet. This one's super easy, and even for an experienced user like me, I really like it to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold cryptocurrencies. You own your own money with Edge. They don't control your funds, only you do, and they've got support for multiple cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, BTC, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, various Ethereum tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, Ravencoin, and others. They've been building wallets since 2014. These are veterans in the world of cryptocurrency wallets. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. You can download it for iOS or Android devices at your iOS or Android Play or App Stores. And, of course, you can go to edge.app, which is their website, to learn more about the technology behind it. That's edge.app. It's Ian and Chris in the studio here tonight. Chris, you're sharing a story with us that's just shocking in its... just its willingness to infringe upon young people's rights to possess a thing. Like, you know, with things like cigarettes and alcohol, they at least have the argument that this could damage their bodies and, you know, they shouldn't be able to make those decisions. I don't agree with that argument, mind you. I think that they should be able to, and they do make decisions as far as what they put in their own bodies, because most of the very same people, you know, one of my favorite questions to ask police is, did you ever drink underage? Because cops love alcohol, a lot of them, yeah. And you know they didn't wait till they turned 21 to drink, and it'll usually result in a police officer ignoring you because they don't want to lie, so they just won't answer the question.
I know that they in Pennsylvania, at least, if you get caught drinking underage and you're in the law enforcement, you'll get like kicked out of the criminal justice. You'll get kicked out of the major, I think it is, because you'll never be able to like become a police officer, because I guess that's one of the things that like. You can't become a complete police officer if you get caught drinking underage, at least in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I suspect it's different in different places.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, but it's I find it interesting and that was the that's at least what they told us when I was in college in back in like.
But now they're proposing to ban cell phone use for people under the age of 21. Mind you, this is just in Vermont. Okay, that's where this proposal is happening. But it's a crazy proposal.
Vermont is out there, I think, a lot of times, but I don't think they're as out there as this particular representative.
Well, we'll see how, will this get any co-sponsors is another question. Does it happen to say what the bill number is in the story? I know I just hit you with that, so you weren't expecting it.
I didn't see it anywhere in this story, but it might be here.
I'll see if I can figure it out.
Yeah.
But you were reading some of the quotes. Can you jump back to the quote that you just read before we went to the break from this representative?
I'm going to reread this, because it gets into more detail of what he means by this, because he's literally associating cell phone use with terrorism and kids.
Oh, yeah.
The bill also argues that cell phones are a driving force in bullying, but that's not the funny part. And can fuel radicalization. And he's actually talking about terrorism.
And he's serious about it.
Yeah.
Well, let's start with the bullying,
9/11 kind of terrorism. Like, you know, you're going to go and take over a plane and run into the towers. Like, this is what he's talking about.
Let's start with the bullying before we get into the terrorism ridiculousness. I mean, okay, teenagers, young people are likely to be either bullies or victims of bullies. That does happen. It's a reality for some people out there. And yes, it is nothing new. It's been going on since the days where you passed notes around the class.
We frequently associate this with kids, but bullying is actually very common in our just daily lives when it comes to, and I know you may not be in this position, Ian, but in most offices, this is something that's just a normal thing, bullying.
Really?
It's often, kind of...
But it's not like give me your lunch money kind of bullying.
It's not
like,
the kind of bullying where they're going to stuff you in the toilet, but it's the kind of bullying where, maybe your boss, somebody will say, oh, so-and-so didn't,
you know, finish a program or something, like if you're a developer, and the person did and they submitted the program, and the person who's being bullied, doing the bullying, is effectively, they deleted the program or the email or whatever that was sent or however it was submitted, mm-hmm. and then they, you know, they claim that, you know, this person didn't do their job.
So it's like office sabotage almost.
Yeah, yeah, like sabotage or that kind of thing, or like a school teacher or a principal might, like in a public school, if they want to get rid of them, you know, they'll, you know, when they do their reviews of the teachers, they will, you know, start putting down negative, you know, reviews, and eventually you get enough of those negative reviews, you can oust the person, not through maybe because there's something called tenure, so not necessarily through like firing, but by making their life so miserable that they'll quit. So it's very common in education and public education because of the tenure. The principals just can't fire teachers. So that's how they get rid of them. They get rid of teachers who
bully them out.
Yeah, are basically getting paid too much, and the principal wants to hire multiple younger teachers who they can pay you know half as much.
It's interesting. I've not heard about that happening in government schools, but I mean that's just the way people are.
Yeah, it's very common. I remember hearing stories about it. Like every year there'll be one or two teachers that would basically, you know, they'd get the top of the pay grade and they would get bullied out and, you know, they'd quit because that's the only way the principal could get rid of them, and they want to hire more younger teachers. So
to get back to the young people and bullying, we've heard the stories over the years of, remember there was like a 13-year-old girl who killed herself years
mm-hmm.
ago
mm-hmm.
because of the alleged bullying that was going on. In that case,
that
I think it was actually a mother,
right?
Right, yeah, mother posing as a teen or something like that. Or maybe it was just the mother intimidating her or whatever. I don't remember all the details, but it was one of those things where...
It's certainly not something that's exclusive to kids. This is exactly what I'm talking about.
Well, and that wasn't necessarily exclusive to phones either. I think it had to do with like Facebook kind of social media.
It was online in like instant messaging or something at the time.
But so, again, that's why I ask, does this state representative in Vermont, does he also want to ban online access for teenagers? Because that can be used irresponsibly.
You know, he's saying internet. He's definitely associating with the internet, mm-hmm. not just cell phones. But I guess he thinks that kids only access the internet through cell phones. I don't know. Let me continue because
And then the radicalization before you go on.
Well, that's what he's getting into right now.
He's got more on that.
So
okay.
This is a quote now. I'm going to read: the internet and social media accessed primarily through cell phones. So he's banning. He's using the excuse to ban cell phones, mm-hmm. not ban the internet for kids on cell phones, right? So that you can at least dial a phone number.
Right.
Like he just wants to ban the cell phone altogether. It's like, okay.
Yeah, what about flip phones?
Or just phones without internet, right? Flip phones can still have internet. So,
I guess.
So, I mean, it's really what you would want to do is ban, like, cellular data usage on phones, which you can still not have. So it doesn't really make sense what he's arguing anyway, but let's continue. The internet and social media, accessed primarily through cell phones, are used to radicalize and recruit terrorists, fascists. Correct me if I'm wrong, but is that not exactly what he is?
Well, we don't know what this guy's political viewpoint are. I mean, we know he's an authoritarian. Senator Rogers is her name, and by the way, his name. This is S212 in Vermont. I have the bill pulled up, and what you're reading right now is actually in the bill. This is in Section 1, where he's kind of giving his reasons why he's filed this bill. We'll continue here in moments. 855, 450, free. If you think this should happen, we definitely want to hear from you.
Definitely.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's prepared to send two articles of impeachment to the Senate next week. In a letter to House colleagues, Pelosi says she has instructed Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler to prepare a resolution to appoint House managers for the Senate impeachment trial. The House managers will prosecute the impeachment trial in the Senate. After the resolution is passed, the articles of impeachment would be formally sent to the Senate. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the airstrike taking out top Iranian terrorist Qasem Soleimani was a necessity due to imminent threats.
I don't know exactly which minute. We don't know exactly which day it would have been executed, but it was very clear. Qasem Soleimani himself was plotting a broad, large-scale attack against American interests, and those attacks were imminent.
Pompeo speaking at the White House, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. We're going to be heading over to one of those here in just a moment. By the way, if you call on our Discord lines, you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us tonight. By the way, it's Ian.
And Chris.
Plus, Free Talk Live brought to you by Divvy. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. And Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat currencies like the dollar right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org. That's DivvyProject.org. As we continue, Ian and Chris in the studio here. Chris, you've got a disturbing story about a Vermont, apparently he's a Democrat, Senator John Rogers, that's R-O-D-G-E-R-S, who has filed a bill that would prohibit people under the age of 21 from using or owning a cell phone.
That's right.
And he's citing some of the reasons, you're sharing some of the reasons why
terrorism.
This bill, he literally says that.
Yeah.
It's actually in, I've got the
it's
bill
in
pulled
the bill.
Up. Yeah. Point number three is that it could be used or has been used to recruit and radicalize terrorists, fascists, and other extremists.
Cell phones have often been used by mass shooters or of younger ages for research on previous shootings, the bill reads. So because you can look up, like, news
how to shoot a gun or something.
I don't even, it doesn't even sound like that to me. It sounds like because you can, like, read the news on your cell phone.
Mm-hmm. Or pull up a map to find out where a place is so you can go and shoot it up.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this is just absolutely insane. But yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it for the story. Did you have a piece of that?
I found something as I was looking around because I wanted to find the bill itself. I wanted to see if it actually had co-sponsors, and I don't know enough about the Vermont, like, bill system to really be able to determine that. It doesn't look like it was filed with co-sponsors. I don't know if it would, you know, acquire them later on in the process. But there's a story about this over at geek.com. So after summarizing, you know, what we've already talked about, they say that even Rogers is skeptical about his bill, which they say was introduced to make a point about firearms.
It almost sounded like he was like a libertarian trolling or something like that.
But
I mean, that's how
Democrat.
Insane it was.
That's the thing. He says, quote, "I have no delusions that it's going to pass. I wouldn't probably vote for it myself."
The scary thing is he used the word probably.
Right. Right? Yeah, so he's not sure. And apparently that's a quote from the Times Argus, which is apparently a newspaper from Montpelier, one of the cities, if you want to call them that, in Vermont. But I'm not really sure what his point is. Okay, so I've now pulled up the Times Argus because I'm like, well, okay, what's the point he's trying to make about guns?
Doesn't it counter his point about guns, though? Like, because
that's what I thought.
If he's anti-gun, it would just demonstrate how ridiculous it is to ban kids from owning guns.
And apparently he's actually a pro-gun Democrat. That's what I was confused about, right?
Oh.
So up here in northern New England.
This makes a lot more sense now.
Yeah. So you can't necessarily think, oh, that person's a Democrat, he must be against guns, when you're in Vermont and New Hampshire.
Yeah, because
there's a lot of sort of gun-owning Democrats up here, and that's one of the reasons why New Hampshire and Vermont are two of the better states.
It's really too bad that it wasn't in the story. Like, this is the problem with reporters. I can't stand reporters. Like, you do something to make a point, right? And then they write about the crazy thing that you said or that you're doing, and they ignore the point that you're making. It's
why
did you even bother with the story?
Well, in that story, they said he was trying to make a point, but didn't bother to say what the point was.
Right.
I had to go to the Times Argus story, where he said, according to the Times Argus, he's a strong supporter of the Second Amendment, and the legislature, quote, seems bent on taking away our Second Amendment rights, unquote. He said, based on the information presented in the bill, a cell phone is much more dangerous than a gun. And then he, you know, gets into some of his points. So, okay, I see what he's doing with this. I think it's a dumb way to make a point because of the reason you're pointing out here, because people ignore the subtle or whatever subtlety there might be behind it.
Yeah, I mean, they take it at face value, and that's what gets the clicks, right?
Yeah.
And
they got us to talk about it.
Right, and these reporters are just terrible. They have their own agendas, and they don't actually report on the story. They just report on what's going to get them the clicks.
Right. So if you want to weigh in on this, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So it sounds like he's probably not going to vote for his own bill. And maybe this will get the discussion started that he wants to get started in Vermont.
Maybe.
But outside of that, it is just going to be seen as a crazy effing bill that just looks lunacy. It looks like lunacy on its face. And most people aren't going to dig that far. They're going to read the headline, and that's going to be it.
Yeah, see, I interpreted him as being entirely serious. I figured he was probably, like, you know, some left-wing extremist kind of, you know, I mean, pretty much everybody on the left seems to be an extremist these days. But I don't know, I couldn't interpret it in any other way. There was nothing in the story that would make me think that he was coming at it from a different perspective.
Yeah, and what would happen if he actually put this forward and people took it seriously and it passed?
I would be concerned that they might take it seriously.
Me too.
Right? Like, it's the stuff that has already passed.
Well, right, and he makes the arguments. I mean, he says that the legislature has concluded that those under 21 aren't mature enough to possess guns, smoke cigarettes, or drink alcohol.
Which is the same argument that the left has actually been making on all sorts of other issues.
Well, no, you keep saying the left, but look, I mean, the people on the right support the raising the age to 21, a lot of them. Not all of them, but, you know, the legislator types in D.C., you didn't hear any real pushback when they passed the raising of the smoking or the nicotine purchasing age.
Yeah, and I I would agree with you on this. I think the right is just as bad.
Yeah.
I often emphasize this on Freedom Decrypted, that the right, I keep saying left all the time, and I recognize that I keep saying left, and it's because my perception is that a lot of the stuff that's currently going on is coming from the left. But I would agree that the right is no better. And if you had asked me 10 or 15 years ago, I probably would have been using the word right to describe all the crazy stuff that was going on.
Well, the thing is, it's just authoritarianism. Statism.
It just happens to be that the left seems to be what's pushing these crazy agendas today.
Maybe. I mean, look, if you go by what they say around here, so, like, you and I have been to a couple of the local Keene Republicans meetings at one of them.
Oh, yeah, the right's just as bad.
Well, I wanted to give them a little credit.
Oh, okay.
They push back against the cigarette or the nicotine age raising in Keene. So we live in Keene, New Hampshire. It's this crappy little, liberal stronghold. It's a beautiful town, but it's full of, ugly government around here. And to the Republicans' credit, and, they're still afraid of Muslims, and they're still terrible in a lot of ways. At the very least, they did see the raising of the smoking age, or rather the sale of nicotine age, from 18 to 21, which happened here in Keene last year. They did see that as a nanny statist thing. So they were right on that particular issue.
It's hard to go to these meetings because, honestly, it's like there's like this one little thing that's like, okay, you guys are good on this, but you're wrong on everything else that comes out of your mouth.
They love the military.
Oh,
they
yeah.
love all that stuff.
Yeah.
But, just to be fair to them, they aren't the same. And a lot of the sort of Republican and Democrat rank and file aren't the same as the people that end up in D.C., right? So in D.C., you get the ultimate control freak authoritarians who are going to raise this. They've now raised the nicotine sale age to 21 nationwide.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting that what I've seen anyway amongst the Republicans in New Hampshire is in this town, they seem to be much worse in some respects than what I've seen in terms of at the state house, but it may just be my perception and it may not be reality, if that makes any sense. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. We'll continue here. Actually, we're going to get to the phone calls, too. The toll-free number is 855-453. We've got some folks waiting on our Discord server, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. It is up to you. 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. By the way, I want to say thanks to C and J Bartholomew, who are Free Talk Live gold amplifiers. They're like an amplifier couple. So thanks for supporting longtime supporters of Free Talk Live. Definitely appreciate that. That means they're contributing $10 a month to the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com, which you can go and sign up for $5 per month. And that helps us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. It helps us get on more radio stations around the United States, bring new internet listeners on board, expose the ideas of freedom and peace and liberty and cryptocurrency, things like that, to more people. So if you like our mission here, you like what we do, this is the best way to support it. Now, certainly we appreciate people sharing the show and listening to the show. Obviously, that's very important, too. But having a marketing budget is much appreciated, and you guys make it happen for us. So please, join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. I don't mean to make it sound bigger than it is. It's actually, you know, a small group of very, you know, solid supporters who really appreciate what we do. So you can join that group over at amp.freetalklive.com. I wish it was twice the size of that.
Yeah, right. Wouldn't that be great?
But we've got under 200 people in there right now. So please help us out. If you were a former amplifier, we'd love to have you back. If you've never joined the AMP program, you get some perks. You get some Denny's if you join up. In fact, you can get a list of those things on the AMP page over at amp.freetalklive.com. And then you can use credit card. You can use Bitcoin, BTC, and PayPal to get signed up at ampamp.freetalklive.com. We were going to go to the phones, but unfortunately the caller's microphone was not working, so we can't talk to him on the radio. And so we were talking about Vermont and this new proposed law by Senator John Rogers, a Democrat who's a gun supporter, who's filed a bill to prohibit young people under the age of 21 from possessing a cell phone. Now, apparently, even though the news media isn't covering it in this manner, this was a tongue-in-cheek bill filed by this particular senator who was doing this to try to make a point about prohibiting guns, trying to be ridiculous, purposefully ridiculous, with this particular bill. But I think that you've got to be careful with that sort of stuff. Like, while I understand the point of the protest, We didn't know up front that that's what was going on. We had to dig in. You had a story from, I forget where. Where was your story from?
The New York Times, I think.
Oh, no, the Post. I think you told me it was the Post. New York Post.
New York
Post.
Oh, yeah, you're right. New York Post.
You had the Post, which is sort of a tabloidy, you know, kind of thing. And, but they're well read. The Post is a very big publication. I found one from geek.com. That led to another story that was local from the Barry Montpelier, I don't know how they pronounce it, Times Argus Online, where it finally revealed that this state senator is just trying to make a point in favor of guns by introducing a bill to ban cell phones and likening cell phones to you know, the equivalents of alcohol and cigarettes and firearms, claiming 21 and under, or rather people who are under the age of 21 aren't mature enough, says the legislature, to have guns, smoke cigarettes, or drink alcohol. But the problem is that kind of statist logic is convincing to statists.
It is.
There are other people in the state, people who believe in the coercive government, who will see that line of thinking and be like, yeah, those are all dangerous. Kids could hurt themselves with a cell phone.
And you know what else is irritating to me is that a lot of these people don't understand, like every time they try to raise the age for driver's licenses, right, they don't understand that not everybody lives in an area where you can, you know, just take public transit, right?
Right.
And it's like, yeah, I understand that a lot of people in New York, you know, are in the cities and or in New York City, and therefore there's great public transit. But the rest of the state...
Well, I mean, I can understand the argument against teenagers driving because they are more likely to get into accidents, but that's probably because they're new driving.
Yeah. Right.
So, like, if
you raise the age, you just create a problem of older people being less inexperienced and not getting into more accidents.
Right. Then it's gonna, if it's that 15 and 16 year olds are the worst drivers, then if you raise the age to 21, then the 21 and 22 year olds are going to be the worst drivers.
The only way to solve that problem is to ban driving for everybody.
Don't give them ideas.
I know.
Because it could come to that. Eventually, I'm serious, it could come to that. With all the automation stuff that is coming down the pike, you know, automated cars are basically here.
Yeah.
They're not big yet, but give it another 5 to 10 years. Once these things get big, I guarantee you, you're going to have some state legislature or even national or whatever, somebody's going to put forward a bill, might not go through the first time.
Oh my God.
And they're going to say, well, now that we've got all these automated cars, they're going to say they got all these automated cars on the road. We've proven that they're safer. Automated cars get in less accidents per whatever, 100,000 or whatever. They're going to have the numbers behind it because it's going to be true. Automated cars.
Yeah.
More automated cars on the road working in tandem with one another are going to be a safer experience. The humans are going to be the rando factor that comes in there, and they're going to be the ones causing most of the accidents, and that's going to be their justification. They're going to say no more driving for humans.
You know what's actually insane is that there's actually already an organization set up to fight this.
To fight what?
The legislation that's coming effectively on banning drivers.
So there's an organization that's going to fight for human drivers?
It's something like the Human Drivers Association or something like that. That was set up because this is exactly what's coming.
Because they see it.
Yeah.
They see it on the horizon.
Yeah. It's like we don't even have automated vehicles, like fully automated cars yet, and
they're planning
already an organization to fight it.
I believe
it.
It's predictable. I mean, the statism isn't like thinking outside of the box.
No.
Statism is... smash that. Stop that. You know, violence. Use whatever kind of violence is necessary to try to change people's behavior.
It doesn't matter even if you point out the flaws in their logic and it's like you're going to go and kill more people than you save. Like you can't even point that out. There's still going to be like...
You mean by arresting peaceful people for driving illegally when it's made illegal?
I don't even know. There's like lots of examples out there that... I'm not necessarily saying death, but like effectively the harm is like you're going to cause more harm than people let you save or.
Well, they'll cause more harm, you know, in that people will get tickets and get arrested for driving without permission at that point. That's harm towards the individual.
But
arguably, the roads will be safer.
Well, in this case, maybe, but, like, a lot of times, there's these laws that we pass, and, like, even the statistics are like, okay, we throw, you know, this number of people in prison over this issue, and, you know, it results in, you know, we have, like, numbers, like, you know, this many more people get addicted to drugs or harder drugs, and you can say, okay, well, okay, so we actually end up, you know, pushing people into, like, hard drug use that were previously not hard drug users. They were just, you know, marijuana users or whatever. And so the idea of the law is to, like, basically get people off of drugs, right? Or to discourage drug use.
That's what some people will say.
You look at like, the statistics, and I don't know if this is true in this particular example, but I'm saying this is the kind of thing that actually happens. You'll find that you end up actually resulting in more people using drugs and harder drugs for the very legislation that was supposed to discourage drug use, or discourage hard drug use, or whatever.
Made it worse.
And it just makes it worse.
Right. And that was true with alcohol prohibition.
It's true
of drug prohibition today. I don't know what it would look like with a total ban on driving. You'd have to, like, if you wanted to drive in a situation where all driving was banned, you'd have to try to drive without being seen driving, which would make it incredibly dangerous, right? Like, ducking down behind the steering wheel.
I mean,
using mirrors to see.
I don't know. I mean, I guess the question is, how will they know that you're controlling the vehicle and not your car?
They'll just ban you sitting in the driver's seat. If you're sitting in the driver's seat, you may be driving, so therefore you're not allowed to sit in the driver's seat anymore.
Well, there's no driver's seat if it's automated, right?
That's true. Well, the newer, you're right, eventually they won't have a driver's seat.
I don't know, right, like it's...
For a while they will, because they'll allow you to take over, right? So they're going to
have a sort of a hybrid
where you could drive if you wanted to.
Not fully automated, right.
Well, they will be fully automated, but you could take it off of automated mode and you could still drive it. Right, so you could hit the brakes.
Yeah, maybe
you could, you know, regain control if something, because, you know, at some point somebody's going to get a blue screen of death on whatever the computer is that's running the car, and somebody's going to go careening off
God,
a bridge.
Please don't tell me they're running Windows on these things. I don't think they are. I'm like 99.95% sure it's not running Windows, but. Yeah.
So you can bring up whatever you want here. We've got more things to talk about tonight, by the way. We're not just going to be talking about banning young people from driving. I think we've definitely covered this pretty clearly. But there's also another story that's interesting in, you know, regards to what's happening right now out of Venezuela. And, you know, every now and then we like to cover what's happening in Venezuela. And I mentioned this headline to you off the air, Chris, and you were surprised by it. Venezuela's latest problem, and they've had plenty of problems, is that now there are too many dollars. And I'm not talking about the bolivar. I'm talking about the U.S. dollar.
How do you go from having too few dollars to having too few?
That's a good question. Too many. We'll get into it coming up here. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you can take control of the airwaves as well on Free Talk Live.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. In my lab, I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. As a scientist, I know that balance of nature works.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.